That's that Dr. Pepper.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the episode of Velocity. I'm, of course, Vil. I'm here with three guests. Probably the biggest amount of guests I'm going to have here. Before the podcast even started, they already trolling. But anyway, introduce yourselves in the way you want, in what order.
Chris, man, you know me.
And tell your occupation. Tell your occupation.
Occupations. Patience.
There you go.
Photographer.
Okay.
Golfer.
Okay.
Volleyball.
Okay.
Talk to him.
That's about it, man.
All right.
My name Richard. People call me Rich. I be playing baseball, taking pictures, cutting grass. You know, calm stuff.
Don't you also do golf, bro?
Nah, just baseball.
All right. And last,
I'm a senior too.
Last but not least.
I'm Drew. I lift weights. That's my main occupation. I lift weights and I play volleyball.
Okay.
That's what I do.
What about golf? Don't forget.
I don't play golf.
What about photography?
You did.
I do. I am a photographer.
All right.
You dabble in it.
I don't dabble.
But you can do a little something, right?
I can do a little something.
All right, you can do a little something.
I can beat Chris in top golf. That's all I know I can
Cap.
Do.
Cap.
Is he the best? Is Drew the best
golfer at this table?
Yeah.
No.
He trying to show no. up. He be trying to show
up. I'm not doing that though.
Top golf from the best.
Top golf. Okay.
Top golf.
He's a cheater. The best.
You didn't even win.
I beat you at your
you
birthday.
You never
though.
Beat me.
Okay. Let's you going with the podcast though.
70-20?
Huh?
70-20?
I wasn't there.
Did he just lied.
He beat you.
At his own birthday?
He beat
thank
you.
Chris. Thank you, Rick.
At his own birthday?
At your birthday, he beat you.
At my birthday, you.
I oh, could
you beat me. Okay, you got it. All
right. Anyway,
1-1.
Get it out.
We do have some golfers, volleyball players, baseball player, but mostly something y'all all have in common: photography.
Yeah,
well, I got y'all right here. So tell me about y'all process in photography. First of all, what got y'all into it? This is a random three people. Without y'all all can talk. Y'all all can say it. Y'all, this is a random three people.
What really got me into photography is my cousin. He used to tell me like take photography when he was at Warren, so I got into the class, and then I've been in it since freshman year. Freshman year, and I just something I did since then.
Okay.
For me, you know, my grandpas, they have cameras. So, like, they used to be just taking pictures randomly, and I was like, oh, they taking pictures. Why don't I?
That's valid.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
They inspired me.
I ain't gonna lie. I just seen it as an elective. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I was never into like the photography. I was just like, man, let's do it.
Why not?
Why not?
That's no. I was saying,
but like, why not? I was never introduced to it though.
Mm-hmm. I get what he's saying. Okay, all right. So let's talk to me about y'all little bond / friendship. Y'all been going. It's been. I know all y'all for years.
Years.
Yeah.
I've known Chris since 8th grade. Richard since
first grade, second grade type.
It's been on.
Yeah, I've been knowing Drew since. First grade, yeah. Kindergarten.
I think, it was
since elementary.
Yeah.
I know Drew since second grade.
Look, I can tell you, like, I'm going to tell you my. So, I met Chris fifth grade. But, of course, I've been knowing Richard for forever. But me and Richard, we split ways after, like, we started having classes at Grassy Creek.
Yeah, I left Grassy Creek and went to another school.
Yeah, and then me and Chris was cool all middle school. And then I went to Franklin, and
ooh.
So I was gone. Yeah, I was at Franklin Middle School. I was gone, and then we all came back together. What was it, last year?
Yeah, junior year. We all got
junior year.
Yeah,
and we all got close again.
But you and Chris was in the same. You and Chris was already close before.
Yeah.
Before I got into class,
me and Chris really never disconnected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then last year, junior year, that's when we all had the class, and then that's when we all became closer.
And the thing that brought me and Drew together, man, Fortnite. Let's not Fortnite.
Hey, what?
And food.
What?
And food.
Nah, that was you. That was you, bro. All you, big bro.
Y'all go back. Y'all old. All right, so what's y'all favorite moment together then? Because this been going on for what feels like a century.
No, seriously. My favorite moment with the boys.
We talking about like in.
Are we
in,
talking about
in
memory
school or like?
Separate or
it could be in school, out. It don't matter.
Are we talking about like a memory, separate or are we just talking about just like
in general?
Something I love to do.
Oh no, memory. I got memory.
A memory.
I had a lot.
I know mine.
It's a lot.
What's yours?
Mine was tell when me and Drew went to the BD game, bro. We was trolling, bro.
Okay. What was your shirt, Rich?
I don't know what mine is. Favorite memory of all three of us. I can't pick one specific one.
Yeah, I ain't
it's
gonna lie.
Too many.
We got good. We could get good memories. I think the games is probably like my favorite. When we like to all get the games together and we just all troll. We just having a good time. I thought it was probably my favorite.
Yeah, the games. Yeah. Cool. And when we went to the fair.
Nah, when we hoop is different.
Yeah, we went to the fair.
Hang on, when we hoop, that's always valid.
Yeah,
them hoop.
Especially me being the best hooper, it's hard out of the state.
Right, boys suck.
Not the best hooper.
Me being the
best foot for nothing.
I'm the best hooper at the table. Let's be honest.
You can just dunk.
I give it to you.
Thank you.
Drew, me, Chris Vail.
Hey, Richard, I'm better than you. I'm better than you and Chris.
Let me give honestly, you real rankings.
Real yeah. rankings.
Drew. I get unbiased.
Unbiased. There's no
unbiased. Drew, Vail, Chris, Richard.
Simple. What? Simple. You know this, though. Y'all know this.
If we're being honest, Vail's
over
all
me.
All around game, Vail's better. I ain't going to.
Come on.
All right. Who's winning in
shooting.
The movie
shooting.
You probably are.
Best shooting.
Between
shooting.
Who?
Rank shooting. You. Rank shooting.
Richard. I'm not Richard. Chris, you're not beating me.
Rank shooting. Vail, Chris, Richard, me. I'm not a good shooter.
Chris shoots better than me?
Yes.
I mean, Chris had, with that girl ball.
Chris be making some dumb shots. I'm not going to lie. Chris throw it up and it fall. Chris throw it up and it fall. But nah, Chris, don't ever do to me like that again. I remember me, you, and Drew all went to play 21 and your sister. And it was literally just a Drew versus Vail 1v1 the whole game.
That's because I don't touch grass, though. So.
Okay.
Okay, so now how you going to be better than me?
In the gym? In the inside space?
He said in the gym.
And he said the inside space. All right, man. You just chatting. But, I mean, let's split y'all up. Chris.
Yo.
You play, well, y'all do multiple sports, but you specifically. Mm. Volleyball, golf.
Yeah.
Talk to me, man. And it's in the same time of spring. How you balance that, bro?
How I balance it, man. Most of the time, I prioritize golf over volleyball. Mainly because golf is my sport, man. It just connected with me sophomore year.
Hey, he went into school. Number right. one.
Yeah, it connected right. with me sophomore year.
Why do you really prioritize golf, though?
Why? What do you mean, why?
You really
It's just
you really have a love for volleyball? Or is it just like an activity?
It's like an activity.
I have a love for volleyball. But golf, it's stuck with me, man. The passion is more there. It's just more there.
All right, Richard, you in baseball. Baseball is a grind. That is something you really just can't balance. But you also did golf. So why?
I never did golf.
I swear he touched the golf. I swear he touched the golf club. I swear there's a picture of Richard.
I never did golf. I never did golf.
I swear I seen a picture of Richard with a golf club.
That might have been a top golf.
It might have been
top golf. I've never did golf.
I'm gonna have to look through the sources, but baseball. Where'd your love for baseball come from?
I've been playing baseball my whole life, for real. My love came from watching my big cousin play. I used to watch him play Little League, and then that's when I got signed up for it. And then I've been playing ever since, playing at in middle school and then playing for the high school. Yeah, I just been playing my whole life.
Okay. That's sweet. And then, Drew, you play almost every sport, knowing the man. Like, it's not a sport he hasn't touched.
But we all really did. Except for Rich. He just didn't play golf.
I played football, basketball.
Yeah, we all did.
Baseball.
Yeah, y'all.
I wrestled, but I quit.
Excel.
I quit.
But, Drew, football, you could hoop. Football, basketball. What else? Golf. And volleyball, but you mainly, just like you said, you just lift and volleyball.
Yeah.
First of all, where does athleticism come from? Because when I knew you, you were a bigger dude knew you.
He was still athletic.
Yeah, he was cool. He was cool.
Number one linebacker.
He was cool. Yeah, he was cool.
That's true. 600-pound
linebacker. But no, I'm talking about I'm talking about before. I knew Drew like middle school. He was a big guy.
He was a big guy.
But when I seen him, I'll never forget. I seen Drew sophomore year. I was talking to my friend. I was talking to Lamijah. Mm. And then I forgot who was talking to who, but I just know Drew came up to me. He was like, Vail. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, who is this dude? I'm looking at his face. I'm like, that's Drew.
Yeah.
But nah, talk to me, dude.
Like, are you asking me like
all of them? You a multi-sport athlete?
I think first the athleticism question. I think I've always like low key been athletic. Like when I was bigger, I always had
a little spice.
And like after I lost the weight and me working out on top of that, I feel like it just gave me extra attributes.
All right. Now start me with football.
Football. I love football to death. I ain't gonna lie. Football is my thing.
Why you
ever
stuck?
Since I got hurt, like after I got hurt, I just didn't. I hated football after that. But like, I still got love for the game. I regret not playing my senior year.
Same.
I really do.
Me too.
But
Chris, shut up.
It's okay.
Chris, shut up. He said, "Me too."
Nah, but basketball. Basketball. I don't. I just play basketball for fun. I just like dunking. That's the only thing I like with basketball. Trying to catch bodies.
Them hoes be getting competitive.
Why you ain't stick with golf though?
Why ain't stick with golf? So honestly, I can give you the real story behind golf. So me and the coach.
But me and you came in as a duo, though.
We did come in as a duo. Chris quickly excelled at golf. I was never like.
I just put in more grind.
He did put in more grind.
Yeah, I was there.
I think, yeah, you were there. Like, that's when I was like, I think football. Since I go to like the training. And football.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want school. I didn't want to. Golf was cool, but I got an argument with the coach. I ain't gonna lie. You know how I get.
Yeah, I know how you do.
So like, I got hot, and he was talking like we was both talking crazy, and I was just like, all right, and I said, all right, and I didn't come back.
He left, lost his shoes and everything.
Yeah, he took my shoes. He took my shoes. That was good. It was a honey bun. I'm gonna get that. Get that back. And then volleyball, I just feel like I'm just naturally good at volleyball. That's why I love the sport. Like, I was naturally good at it, and the coaches loved me because I'm just naturally good. So, and I just build love. Like, I'm super competitive. So if it just comes to being competitive, it's like I'm gonna love it.
We all got that competitive spirit.
We came in as a trio.
We did. Yeah, we did. We did.
Don't let Vail fool y'all, bro. He was a volleyball player too.
He was there too. Yeah.
Who knows? I could have been on that team, but they was playing, bro. They was playing.
He was playing.
Who was playing? Let's talk about it, bro.
He was
mad.
Talk about it. Listen. You didn't want to pass.
I didn't want to pass.
That's why.
He wanted to hit. Let's be honest.
He wanted to hit. Everybody wanted to hit.
Everybody wanted to hit.
But dude.
The room was going to only hit, though.
The coach told me. Here you go.
Me.
Wait, what'd you say?
The room was going to only hit, though.
Here you go.
Me and Drew.
Me.
I was up there.
Richard, you wouldn't have been passing.
I would have played. If baseball wasn't during volleyball, I'd have played volleyball.
Definitely not.
You wouldn't have.
I would have been on VAR.
Started on VAR.
I'd have been on VAR.
I'd have been starting on VAR.
Coming up six after you.
After me switching.
I got him as a middle. Like a middle.
They were trying to put me at
slow middle.
But they were trying to put me in every position for JV. The coach told me, he said, honestly, I don't know what to do with you. You can play every position. I'm like,
They were
trolling.
They didn't know what they wanted to do.
Exactly. I'm a blocker. All they knew was they wanted me to play.
We had too much athleticism for our own good.
Nah, to be honest. Never mind. I can't even say it on the podcast. All I'm gonna say is,
talk to him.
Some people on that team ain't deserve that spot. And we all know this.
Never lie. I ain't gonna lie.
And
he ain't lying.
We all know this. But nah, man. They was playing though. They was playing. That's all that mattered. They got their minutes in.
Record speaks for itself.
Who were we?
It was like 2-50.
No, we won more than 2 games. Look at that. We won like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I ain't checking in a while. But I can check y'all. We can check Max Preps after this.
JV won more games, Chris.
Carry.
Chris was the leader, bro.
Backpack.
He was.
You think he was the captain of the team?
I was. I literally was the captain.
Me and Drew both was, honestly.
Chris was captain, JV. I was captain of varsity.
You thought y'all gonna do better for y'all second year?
We're definitely gonna do better. Definitely. For
Should I come back?
Yes.
But different coaches might throw us off.
Nah, we're gonna have Kyle's gonna come back. Said he is.
Are you gonna put more commitment into it, Chris?
Nah. Like golf.
No, don't look at our max preps. It's wrong. They literally gave us every single one of L. You mean they messed up our max preps? They messed up our max preps.
I don't know about that.
Don't do that. Man, I'm just still processing everything. This is just, I don't know. It's just hard to believe, not gonna lie. Cause I met Richard because we lived in the same neighborhood. And we would just be friends. You remember that 8th grade bus?
We rode the same bus.
That was legendary. The good days. I met Chris.
He was a weirdo, wasn't he?
Yeah, ooh. Richard was weird.
I was just chill.
He was weird.
Surprisingly, Richard didn't like me at first.
I didn't.
I don't think I like you either, Chris, at first.
About how we all met.
I didn't used to like
Chris. We do got to talk about how we all met. I know I met Chris 8th grade algebra in Miss Sabri class.
Miss Sabri hated her.
Nah, everybody.
Miss Sabri?
Miss
Sabri, I used to.
I hated Miss Sabri, bro. I hope she's doing all right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I remember we had a substitute. I remember we had a substitute, and we leaving a classroom, and it was either you or Davion. One of y'all threw a calculator at me, and I'm just like, why? Like, it didn't hit me. I ducked it, but I'm just like, why?
He said, Bell, look, catch.
I seen it, and I just ducked, and we ran out of the classroom. But then, I know I met Drew. 2nd grade, Miss.
Yes, sir.
Was it Shibe?
Nah, it was Miss.
It was Miss. I think it was a C.
No, it's, yeah. But what was her name?
I know it's not Carlton.
It was Miss. Kid Peach, I don't know.
It was something with a C, but I know it was me, Drew. I know me, Drew. I think Christian was in there too.
Yeah. No, Chris?
Christian.
Christian.
Christian Rice was in there. Yeah, but I know me and Drew didn't get close again until like sophomore year.
Think about it, we didn't see each other. Like,
yeah, he moved. I didn't. He just randomly moved. But me and Drew always been close. He's been to every birthday party.
That's facts.
He's been here for a while, bro. People don't know. Bro.
They don't know.
They don't know, but I know Drew for a minute.
Bales is my day one.
But nah.
I ain't gonna lie. Richard, me and Richard.
Me like, and Chris didn't get the invites to the birthday party.
Yeah, we didn't.
This was eighth. This was what? This was like seventh grade. Yeah. This was a long time ago.
Not even seven.
This was like six. This was six. Yeah, because Black Panther dropped next month. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, but me and Rich. Rich is dang near like.
I've been knowing.
It's kindergarten.
Like, kindergarten.
They used to call us twins.
Yeah. I ain't surprised. Yeah.
I used to think we was brothers.
Yeah. But like,
no, who still better?
Like, in that class, I used to run that class. That's how Drew really wanted to.
Okay.
Drew wanted to be my friend. In first, look, let me say, first grade, our teacher name was, I think, Miss Fleek.
Miss Mace.
No, Miss Fleek.
It was Miss Fleek. No, Miss Fleek was first grade.
Miss Fleek was first grade.
Okay. Wait, because I had Miss Fleek.
We all had the same class in first grade.
Oh, yeah, because I came like late in the year.
Okay. Drew wanted to be my friend because I was popular.
That's
basically.
Not.
We're being honest. You lie about that? I had two girlfriends. Wait, I had first grade.
All right, drop the names. Who's two girlfriends? Drop the names.
I had two girlfriends.
Drop the names.
They don't go here. They don't go here.
Drop the names.
One of them name was.
All right, then. Just chill.
But, all right. All right. One start with an A. One start with a Z. So look, Drew wanted to be my friend because I was popular.
You're lying.
And then we was friends because we looked at alike. And then I've been knowing Drew ever since. And I knew Vail from that class, too.
Yeah, we didn't talk.
Yeah, we wasn't really like
Rich, talk like about that. How me and you became friends.
All talk right, about so why let you me tell you, like, let me tell you why I first met Chris. So
why I first met Chris?
Me and Chris had the same class in, like, I want to say, like, sixth grade. It was, like, sixth grade, I think.
Yeah,
so
it was, like, six.
So me and Chris was cool. And like, we was cool. We didn't really talk.
Yeah.
Like, we was cool. And then one day, I think, like, we were, like, it was, like, a group talk. It was like a group talk, and Chris, I think it was like after Christmas break or something like that. Chris just showed. Chris gets on his phone and pulls up a picture of him doing a money spread.
and that's crazy.
And that made that we was like, what was the point of him doing that? So then, like, ever since that day, I just stopped liking Chris. Like, he was just like, I looked at him, was like, weird.
He was a flexer.
Like, he was like weird.
Never no flexer, man.
Nah, Chris always had like that. He too good
though, because Rich got all the money.
Rich. Yeah, Richard is literally rich.
No,
you literally are a money man.
Drew's the richest out of all.
Not true,
bro. Okay, nah, Drew, you do got a mansion though.
You do.
I've been to his house. His house is big.
He got a sports car.
The sleepover got to be at Drew's house. He been playing.
He got a V6 engine. Let's talk about that.
Sleepover can be soon. I ain't gonna lie.
See, there we go.
Hey. Hit my line.
You don't need to answer the group chat. We got a whole. Oh my goodness! I don't even want to talk about the truth, bruh. Y'all are terrible when it comes to texting. Y'all are the worst texters I know.
No,
y'all are the worst texters. I would go through the whole group chat.
I have the notifications off.
I don't know why.
Busy
doing what, Chris?
Busy pushing it.
I don't know why he said it at all.
Chris and Drew stay on Do Not Disturb.
I don't know, bro. Chris on your D&D because Drew's on D&D.
Yeah, that's very true.
Y'all right.
That's very true.
Chris started doing it because me.
You have no reason to be on D&D.
Oh God, who's texting you, Chris?
You have no reason to.
Nobody.
He's riding that bike.
He's riding that bike
off that bike, man.
What?
But honestly, I'm on D&D because.
You have no reason to be on D&D.
No, you think I don't?
When I'm not on D&D, I get no messages. But when I get on D&D, I get messages.
So you do it.
It's like a surprise packet. You kind of like it. That's valid.
All right, bro. I guess. But nah, y'all are terrible. I asked Drew something, and he won't text me until like 2 weeks later.
That's not true.
Let me tell a story. I asked Drew. This man Drew got a job. I'm like, Drew, put me on. And he's like, text me, but Christian asked him in the group chat to meet, and he responded to Christian. I'm just like, all right.
Yeah, that's true.
Chris, true story, right?
During this time, I just got the job.
He choosing pick who he want to respond.
If you in a group, look, if it's a group chat, and this who Drew prioritized, it's tiers to this. Tier one, it's Jordan. It's Jordan. He prioritized Jordan over everybody. He gonna make sure Jordan get that message.
Shout out Jay Will.
Jordan.
Tier two,
Stream Jordan.
Me and Chris are last.
Tier two? Nah. He prioritized y'all over anybody.
No, that's not true.
Other than Drew.
I prioritize Vail over y'all too.
Yes, Drew.
Because I see y'all every single day. Drew, I see y'all outside of school. I talk to y'all outside of school.
He secretly gets tired of us.
Secretly.
Y'all are like my little brother.
Especially me.
We all get tired of each other.
Little.
Y'all like my little brother. I'm the oldest out of y'all too.
Okay. He is the oldest out of y'all too.
Never lie.
No comment though.
It's soft this time.
No, you're a little bro.
He's a soft. I'm the oldest.
Big bro at this time.
Bro, Drew. He's the softest though. Drew has.
Who the softest?
Drew's the softest.
You are softest. You have a temper. See,
he got the temper.
He got the temper.
Who got the softest hands?
He got the. What is he talking about?
It's Drew. It's Drew.
It's not.
Who want to put the gloves on though? Okay.
It's true.
Y'all so. Wait, who want to put the gloves on? Why are you always taking it to violence?
Y'all so beefy, bro. That's the thing with y'all. Y'all act just like siblings. But anyway,
settle it on the video game.
Anyway, we seniors, y'all. It's been a while. What's something you learned throughout your 12 years of high school?
Before we get into that, let me tell you one thing that Drew's doing now that he's a senior. So ever since Drew,
here we go.
Ever since Drew started driving, it started in the last year. Ever since he started driving to school. He thinks that there's no such thing as first period. Yeah, so basically, Drew, he just, and Drew is Chris's ride. So if Drew, every time Drew does not wake up for first period, I have to pick up Chris every morning. And that's Drew true. Drew just thinks it's fine to just be late to class.
I don't think it's fine.
He'd be, giggling.
He wants to be at the gym till 12 o'clock at night, and then doesn't want to wake up the next morning.
Literally.
I want to wake up. I just like, bro, for our so last year. No. Dang near. So look, last year I had all A's, right?
Mm. Right.
And my last, and it was astronomy. It was advanced astronomy. And I was like, bro, like, why am I come to class if I know all the work I gotta do and I have an A? But then this year, I ain't gonna lie, I gotta stop missing first period. I got AP Gov. I'm in a struggle.
Yeah, you don't have an A in there.
I don't have an A in there. You're right. But I have all A's in the C though. So don't do that.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Talk about your grades. All right.
Huh? It's only one class is hard to
You ain't got all A's.
It's only one class is hard.
You don't got all A's.
Pre-cal with Bill.
Pre-cal light, but if you miss it, now Richard just don't be paying attention.
Yeah, that's true.
It's hard. No, I just be writing.
You know what you be worried about.
It's hard to get distracted. It's hard to get distracted.
You know what you be worried about.
If you miss a day, you miss the week.
I be texting.
You do. Dang near.
I miss a lot of days in pre-cal.
Drew, you miss every day.
I've never missed a day in pre-cal, though.
I missed a few days. And I remember I missed a day of pre-cal. I text Chris. I'm like, bro, send me the packet.
Bro.
And he did not. This was the day we all went to Denny's. Or went to, yeah.
He did not. Sidetracked, bro.
Denny's.
And then you.
All right, senior, come on.
All right. 12 years, the biggest thing you learned as a senior.
Wait, Drew didn't say his.
No, you're first.
You're first.
Oh, I'm first.
Yeah. Go ahead, go run that bike.
Honestly, man, just focus on your work. It's not worth not doing your work when you come in as a freshman. Start doing your work freshman year. You're set for the whole.
That's advice, buddy.
The whole time.
What I learned, do your work. I just told you.
All right. Look. So as a senior, what I'm realizing is don't take, like, of course, do your work, like, make sure your grades are good, but like have fun at school and outside of school, and like try to do as much
as you can,
like outside campus. Of school, like with your friends, like create memories before, because after we graduate, like we're not really gonna be with each other as much as we are every day at school. So you really gotta like go to like the football games, the sports games, like just get out, do stuff outside of school. Like don't just like be to yourself senior year, and don't try to rush it because you know it's your last year. Like enjoy it. Enjoy the whole year.
All right, little bro.
All right, see? You be wildin'. See, I'm not little bro. Chill.
You got a temper.
All right, go ahead, son.
All right, y'all, chill.
Come on, little bro.
All right. Like, advice? Are we saying, like, advice type?
It could be advice, motivation, anything.
I say focus on you. Just lock in. I feel like the most important year, in my case, my freshman year.
Junior.
My freshman year was.
I think junior year was the most important for me, but yeah.
But freshman year, I think definitely focus on your freshman year. Have fun, of course. It's high school. Don't take nothing for granted because it goes by extremely quick. So I feel like don't take it for granted. Enjoy all the times you can. And lock in freshman year.
Lock in all years. Let's be honest.
Yeah, all years. Junior year might whoop you. I ain't going to lie. Junior year was something serious.
Junior wasn't that bad for me.
Junior year was hectic for me.
It was.
Junior year was so the
light. Junior was light for me year. Too.
Junior was light. I mean, it really depends. But
it was the most stressful for me.
Work got harder
for you.
Yeah, the work.
But yeah, think about it. We only really had 3 years of high school. Yeah. Well, dang near
two and a half because sophomore year.
Yeah. We went back.
We went back.
Oh yeah,
for
virtual
for a little bit. For
yeah, that was probably my hardest year. Sophomore year was my hardest year.
Because junior year was our full. Our
freshman. No,
Drew.
I was at Franklin freshman year.
Sophomore year was lit.
Yeah, sophomore year was fun.
Sophomore year was the easiest.
I can't do online, bro.
Sophomore, duh. Online. Sophomore year was so easy.
Online threw me off a little bit.
It's hard, bro. I'm like,
because you at home, you don't feel like doing work. So
I ain't doing nothing.
I ain't doing nothing.
Chris on the game all day.
On the game
all day, every day. Oreos, milk.
You got your work done?
All right, y'all, that's gonna do it for this episode. Thank you, boys. Chris,
hey, have a, just be good, man.
Richard,
love is a belief.
Hey, Drew, be great.
You
be great.
Get one shot, you want a chance to blow.
Don't miss your chance to blow, man. Anyway, that's it for Velocity.
Love is a belief.
Thank you for listening. Look both ways before you cross the street. Love you, get money, and yeah, bye bye.
You be great.